Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Loose change, final cut, out sometime this fall or early winter. Absolutely incredible. I've seen the workings of it, the preliminaries, and now it's much more advanced, and we've got to hook up soon so I can see these interviews. But this stuff's so secure, I may have to travel to New York just to see it. But just absolutely amazing, folks. Someone involved at the highest levels being sent to the security area, the bunker, with a city official, high level, and all of this happening, and it's off the charts, gentlemen. I mean, you guys have got lightning in a bottle on this. How much more will we learn about this tonight and give folks the showtime?
The showtime is 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern, and basically you're just going to hear what me and Dylan talked about. We're going to play the two clips that you played here, and we'll probably play another 30 to 90 second clip of his experience going through the lobby and possibly with the 9/11 commission itself. But I mean, this is a 20 minute interview. This guy is straight up. I mean, he literally has the key to the city, Alex. It's wild. And you know, this is exactly what the 9/11 truth movement needed. There can be no doubt. World Trade Center Building 7 was rigged with explosives prior to the planes hitting, and they exploded, and it blew up at 5:20 in a controlled demolition. I mean, the people that try to debunk that, I mean, they have to say tricky things like up to 25% of the building is scooped out. So really, it doesn't have to be 25%. It could be 5% or 10% or even less than that.
But it's not even that. Like one little corner had a little bit of damage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there was blast damage in the back of the building. I suspect that's probably from this massive explosion that this individual experienced that day. It coincides with the fires on the 7th and 11th floors.
Yeah, he was in the elevator when it blew up.
Absolutely not. He was actually in the staircase because they couldn't get down the elevator. Basically, when came in, World Trade Center Building 7 already had police officers all in it. When they went up into the regular elevator, he was unable to get access to the OEM. He went back down. When they came up in the freight elevator, the police who escorted them left with that freight elevator. So
now,
he
that's
had
the
no
Office of Emergency Management, the FEMA command bunker.
That's right.
Also known as Giuliani's bunker.
That's right. And so they actually had to take the staircase, and he basically said because the other guy was slower, he saved his life because they would have been either on the sixth floor or below when that explosion took place.
Is he scared?
You know, I don't know if he's scared, but he's very concerned. He's concerned that, you know, how people are going to view this, how much his life might change when this goes public. But at the same time, he had seen the second edition of our film, and he was a fan.
Now, that's incredible. You contact him, and boom, he's already awake.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. You know, me and Dylan were sitting there small-talking with him, and he made a couple comments about the film we had made, and we said, actually, you know, we're the guys that had made that film. And it was pretty funny because other people would come into his office, and he would be like, hey, these are the guys that made Loose Change. And remember, we watched that together, and they were like, wow. You know, so it was a very interesting experience.
I know you guys are smart, but you better know this one is dangerous. And I don't know. You better put your heads together. I guess you've thought this out since you got this interview last week. When did you get this last week?
What was it, Tuesday, Dylan?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Well, I know you've got it all over the country in a few other spots, but I would get that out to people like, well, you know what to do. I mean, this is just very explosive. And obviously, I think letting some of it leak out keeps you safer, because guaranteed the government knows. Going fully public will probably be the greatest protection, but at the same time, then, they could really intimidate him or threaten his family and try to extract some recant. I don't know. You'll have to really put your heads together, because I've got a pretty good brain when it comes to this stuff, and I am conflicted, to say the least. So what a responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. We'll be right back.
It's here
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are now 8 minutes into this third and final hour. Huge Michael Moore developments on 9/11. Huge. Even dwarfing the Michael Moore situation. Building 7 developments. We're going to play those clips a little bit later in the show. But, again, this is all extremely delicate, all of this. And we're talking to Dylan Avery, and we're talking to Jason Burmis. Gentlemen, anything else that needs to be added, any other facets that need to be added about this whole bombshell development?
I'd just like to point out that guerrilla journalism has grown so much in the past few years that it's actually given us the opportunity to get interviews like that, and I would just like to encourage everybody out there to do the same thing we're doing. I mean, wearechange.org, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, your guys confronting Michael Moore. We need to keep it up, and we just need to keep active.
Well, when I started doing guerrilla journalism 12 years ago, it was, I'm not claiming I'm the father of it, but it was literally unknown. I mean, reporters didn't go up and accost people. They didn't go up and or they didn't go get guerrilla interviews. They didn't have a venue to put it out. And when I started doing this, I was editing on a reel-to-reel, you know, three-quarter inch, you know, hand splice deal. And now just look at the exponential change. Tony Blair came out and said, let's regulate free speech, shut down the free web. They're panicking, aren't they?
Well, they better panic, because we're able to get this information out at a lightning speed, and it really does end up taking on a life of its own. I mean, you saw what happened when Giuliani was confronted with his prior knowledge of the building collapse and how it worked its way into his, you know, promo men lying yet again for him and actually arresting somebody for asking a question. I mean, these things snowball into a movement, and that movement is to get an independent investigation into 9/11 so we can sit there and watch these war criminals be prosecuted and punished for their crimes.
Dylan, your comments on the, I mean, we say it all the time, but I want people to really consciously realize it. Give me your angle on how the alternative media is just, with you guys leading at the forefront, is going supernova every day.
Yeah, man, we definitely are the new media, and I think both independent media and both the 9/11 Truth Movement has made leaps and bounds since day one, and I don't think it's going to slow down at any point soon.
Now, I'm going to get back into the huge developments you guys have broke, but I don't want to keep you too much longer. But we don't hear a lot from you guys because you're so busy getting interviews, putting the film together. And I've been, you know, honored and blessed to be in the position to be able to see this as it grows and develops. And it's just been a wonderful experience, and I'm glad you guys are taking your time. That's what I've been trying to, as an executive producer, to tell you guys, take your time, make the film that you want to make. Don't rush it. But at the same time, you know, get it as quickly done as possible. I mean, what are we talking about? Late fall, early winter, something like that?
That's what it's looking like. And like you said, it is a catch-22 because we are so eager to get this movie out there. People don't understand how we just want this movie out there and us to move on to the next project in our lives. However, we're not willing to compromise our quality. You know, if something needs to be in there and it needs another week, well, we've got to do it. Because this movie has to be absolutely as airtight as possible, because once again, if we can make this the number one movie in America, we can make it the number one issue in America, and we can really make change in this country, and that's what we're all about.
Dylan?
Burma said it best, man. I'm sorry, I got a cold. I don't feel too good.
I'm sorry to hear that. How was Tennessee?
It was great, man. It was definitely great.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a nice little breather. I actually, on another front, got to meet Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. I handed him a copy of Loose Change 2nd Edition, and I hope he watches it. You know, that's another thing you can do. You know, celebrities, unfortunately, reach more people than CIA agents or physicists or, you know, actual scholars. So we have to keep hitting them up as well.
Well, I mean, that's why this Michael Moore thing is so important, because he's such an icon for the left. If he starts saying, yeah, explosions in the buildings, yeah, the Pentagon's impossible, yeah, there's a cover-up, I mean, that right there, that is huge.
And I think the reason that he's talking about it now is because Cindy Sheehan has went public on your show and discussed the fact that, you know, she's watched Loose Change. She thinks it looked like a controlled demolition. She has her own questions about the NORAD stand-down. And, you know, she was a pretty big supporter of Moore, and they'd done some events together and met several times. So, you know, we just keep pushing them over like dominoes, Alex.
Well, that's right. Their base is literally disintegrating and coming over to the side of truth, just like mainline conservatives are blowing out their paradigm and just becoming freedom fighters, constitutionalists, freedom lovers, truthers, and bigger than 9/11 truth. We're just into truth. We're into what's happening. And I tell you, this is a David versus Goliath story. What I've been able to do, what you guys have been able to do, what everybody in the alternative media, 9/11 Truth, has been able to do, I mean, just the story, and that's why it really captures people's imagination, of three young guys, really starting with one, just Dylan, being able to put out a film like Loose Change 1 and 2, now the final cut coming out, all of this, you know, international media firestorm, and now bigger and bigger interviews, and the people you go and you reach out to, high-level people, you find out know all about it, and those bridges are there. It shows we have made, with God's help, inroads that are just mind-blowing.
That's absolutely true, Alex. It's just a testament to what one person, two people, three people, you know, four people, five people can do. It's unbelievable. You got to realize, ain't nobody ever got none who didn't raise their voice and push. And that's what we're trying to do. We're raising our voice, and we're pushing the only way we know how, and that's making good movies.
Now, how do folks support you in the interim? You're not even really out there with any capital. I've tried to support you guys. And can folks go to the Loose Change website and buy some of the DVDs?
Well, they can always get a 10-pack for $40, so they can hand them out to their friends. They can get the hard copy in a case for $20. We, of course, have the Investigate 9/11 shirts. We've got bumper stickers. We've got Investigate 9/11 stamps. You know, really just the guerrilla merchandise to get out there. And, you know, while we were at the at Bonnaroo, we were literally taking Loose Change bumper stickers and InfoWars bumper stickers and plastering them all over the urinals because, you know, everybody's got to go to the bathroom. You know, you got to use your mind. You have to know where people are going to be, and you can reach people through symbolism.
I'm touched. You guys were sticking InfoWars stickers up?
You know it, Alex.
Somebody sent us like a 500 Loose Change stickers. We've been sticking them in the packages we send out.
Awesome.
So send me some more. I'll put them in the packages. Well, guys, I want to talk to you during the break in about 3 minutes, and I'm going to let you go and get back to your work so I don't have to call Dylan and you up today and have another meeting because I haven't really talked to you guys except on the phone last night and this morning since you got back from Tennessee and since you got back from New York. But I do want to talk to you about one or two issues. And specifically, a few final questions I've got about what I can put in this article that Steve Watson's doing, also about those clips, and just to make sure I get that third clip by this evening so I can add it into the story to help promote the show, the special you guys are going to be doing on this tonight. But, Dylan, anything else you want to add?
Not really, man. I got to get back to work.
All right. Were you taking some cold medicine?
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's good. I'll talk to you in just a moment, my friend, and we'll let both of you go. Burmese going out to break here in a minute or two. Again, it's just mind-blowing to me to see that you guys got an interview this big, and I guarantee you there's going to be more and more of this happening.
Absolutely, and it's just like the domino effect I talked about earlier, Alex. As people see more prominent people going public and telling their true experience about 9/11, it will domino to people that were actually in on the war games, which I believe were the operational arm of this attack. You know, it's only a matter of time till it just snowballs into you can't stop people from going public.
And I think we've already reached the snowball point. I think it's the point of no return was crossed when Charlie Sheen went public. Everybody saw his courage, knew he was putting himself on the line, and if they, and I'm sure the establishment knows that almost all of Hollywood's awake. So many military officers I've talked to privately, I mean retired two-star, three-star generals, conservatives know. Now, this is just, when do you think the total breaking point will be?
Honestly, I do think it'll be after this administration leaves. I think it's irrelevant whether Republicans or Democrats take the presidency in 2008. I think once that happens, and once Kucinich's investigation gets off the ground this September, I mean, he's claiming he's going to do it. Let's see what he brings up. I'm hoping at the very least he brings up Cheney's stand-down order. We'll see.
Well, I agree with Michael Moore, though, I hope you're right, that, you know, before this gets too old, you know, he's got Fahrenheit Part 2 coming out, which could be a 9/11 truth movie, we're told. Before this gets too old, that they could, or another big terror attack, God forbid, happens, which they may do just a smokescreen 9/11 truth, but then that could backfire on them, too.
Absolutely. I don't think that they'll be able to carry out another terror attack in this country. I mean, there's the possibility of, you know, south of the border, maybe even Canada, possibly Europe. I don't see them attack. I mean, they've used Europe quite a few times. People are getting hip to their tricks over there. So I think that we have a small window. Obviously, I'm not going to be too cocky about it. We're still pushing to get this movie done as quickly as possible. But it's limited. It's not going to take the 13 years it took for the new JFK investigation to take place, and it's not going to be where no one's prosecuted. People are going to pay for this crime, Alex. I truly believe that.
Well, I agree that they're using the 40, 50-year-old model of propaganda. It's not working. They're using JFK-style propaganda when they killed the president. And just like Bruce Willis said, the same people that killed JFK are in power today. When Bruce Willis wakes up, who totally served them, it's over for him. I mean, he is a real canary in the coal mine for their biggest supporters waking up.
Absolutely. I mean, the man is literally in Live Free or Die Hard this summer, which I'm sure will be a terrorist propaganda picture. I can't imagine it being anything else. I'm sure it's going to be going after the terrorists. And, you know, the guy's an action hero that has served the establishment for so long, and now he's finally speaking up against them.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you during the break and then let you go. There goes Jason Burmes and Dylan Avery of LooseChange911.com. I'm Alex Jones. Tons of international news and more on the other side.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 19, 2007, gold 654-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.85, $335.50 for half, and $166.75 for quarter. That's $675.85, $335.50, and $166.75. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com. We'll be right back.
coming up, we're going to play those audio clips again. And again, just the you can't imagine the stress I'm under. I'm not asking for your cries, your pleads, your, oh, thank you, Alex. I want you to know why sometimes I sound a little nuts, why sometimes I'm bumbling around, spilling coffee on myself in the studio. It's because this is real, folks. I mean, the crimes of the New World Order are so manifest, so legion, so all over the map, so frequent, that I don't even know where to start anymore. And these guys have got an interview that is totally confirmed with a super high-level official. Okay? Government. Well, someone with super high-level government people. And it's so big. In the emergency management center, it is confirmed. And it's unbelievable. I mean, we are living history here right now. And you can hear those guys from 8 to 10 Eastern right here on the GCN radio network. That's 7 to 9 Central. And they'll have even more for you in another clip that you didn't hear. Those clips are coming back up during the next break, during the next segment. I do want to take some calls on the Michael Moore going public, on this new Building 7 info, on those specifically, or if you want, on the Browns. Very successful press conference yesterday. ABC Nightly News, National, CNN reportedly picked it up. I've seen the ABC, AP, and hundreds of newspapers around the country today. Oh, and thank God the Browns are smart and took my advice about the press conference. There was not even going to be a press conference, which I couldn't believe with some of the other strategists. Oh, no, no. We had the press conference. Very successful. Now there's a lot lower chance they're going to go in and kill those people in the near future. I just don't want the Browns to get killed, and I don't want the retaliations that are going to come from it. You know, people popping innocent cops out on the street, which is what some yahoos are talking about doing. And believe me, that is not going to help fight the New World Order, folks. Okay, we need to defeat the criminals that are running it at the top, not the average schmoes out here. Okay? So, it's just all wall to wall. What I'm going to do is we're going to come back and air just the 2 minutes of more right when he starts talking about the firefighters telling there were explosions in Building 7 and the Pentagon. We'll play just about a minute and a half of that. Then I'm going to replay the clips that had the world exclusive here. I'm so honored that Loose Change Crew did that. And again, I am one of the executive producers of the film. So honored they invited me into this whole thing. And they're doing really great for men this age with this much stress on them, because I've been doing this for 12, almost 13 years, and it still makes me grind my teeth in my sleep and, you know, makes me get pretty aggressive, because that's what I do under stress. And just pray for all of us, because I know that's what sustains us. That is the spiritual bread and the spiritual water. And if you don't believe in that, you're just an idiot, okay, folks? I've lived. I've seen a lot of things. It's real, folks. The New World Order is into the spiritual because it's real. There's something going on beyond this dimension. And we're here fighting pure evil, and we ask God to be with us. I never tell God what to do, like all these other fake Christians there, and they have these name it and claim it. You know, and I just say, God, do what you want with me. I think the most selfish prayer I've given is I've asked God if just to take me first, never let the New World Order have my children. Anything but that. That's all I've ever asked God, is to protect my children, if that's God's will. But I just, that's the one thing I've asked God to do, and that is selfish. I really don't think, in my spirit, I don't think you're supposed to ask God for things or tell God what you want. Just say, God, lead God and direct me. Use me as a vessel. Take me over. Use me. Make me, you know, your tool. And I've always said that prayer. It's my dad, you know, saying grace every night over dinner, would always just say, lead God and direct us and, you know, use us in your work and to help others. And I always thought everybody was sweet and good and Christian. And I've learned in the real world that most of these people that say they're Christians really aren't. I never, growing up, realized that my parents really are saints. And so much that who I am is because of my parents. I've been a much more worldly and a much more evil person than my parents ever were. They're very sweet people, very, very smart, very good people. And I never realized growing up, I thought they were nerds, I thought they were stupid. But their stamp's certainly on me, too, so I want to thank my parents, who really are. My dad, especially, is a saint. And I don't know why I'm talking about that, but that's just the way it is. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones 2 to 4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding. As we're leading the way we've always done before.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What a jam-packed Tuesday edition. Just going to get even more power packed throughout the week as we intensify our war against the New World Order. We're about to take some calls at 1-800-259-9231. Popping in will be Luke Radowski. We finally got a hold of him at wearechange.org. We can give proper credit to the reporters. don't know their names, reporting for We Are Change, who got this Michael Moore bombshell report up. That's there at prisonplanet.com right now and wearechange.org. But right now, I want to tell you about enerfood.com, Inner Food. They got a whole bunch of great products there, folks, from healthy coffees to vitamins, you name it. But the Inner Food is really the best green food I've seen out there. I kept hearing about it for like 2 years. Found out they tried to contact me 3 years ago about sponsoring, never got called back. But good things just have a way of showing up. My wife got some samples of it. She said, this is really good green food. Usually the stuff makes me feel bad or taste weird. This stuff's good with orange juice or juice. Doesn't taste great without it, but it tastes better than the other stuff. It's got 30-something different plants, you know, vegetables and fruits and extracts and all this other great stuff. Just check out their website and learn more about it at enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. And it's been helping me lose weight. I've lost a lot of weight, people have been noticing. Because, I mean, you eat the big amounts of junk food, and it doesn't give you the nutrients you need, so you're still hungry. Well, you eat this in the morning, you're not as hungry. Here's an example. Used to, I would have eaten these Migas I got for lunch, all of them. I only eat half of them, and I'm full. It's weird, man. This stuff is really absolutely amazing because it's not any miracle stuff. It's just high quality. 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. And then we've got another great deal for our listeners here. And that's Solutions from Science, and Thompson, Illinois has made this offer as easy to swallow as possible. So I've asked Solutions from Science to send you a 3-month supply of their product called Chilocene and open a special line of credit for my listeners so you don't have to pay up front. It's pretty easy to have some sent to you. Just go to their website and get some, and of course, don't pay anything right now. Go to Blacklisted Herb, that's singular, blacklistedherb.com. Here's what they mean by that. Solutions from Science won't even let you pay with a credit card if you don't want to. They don't want you to run up your credit card bill. No, my friends, they've offered to send you a 90-day supply, my listeners alone, of Chilocene with just an invoice to pay later if you find it's everything that we've said it is. Give them a call at 877-327-0365. It's an incredible 84 types of minerals in ionic form. It's mined out of the mountains. And it's very powerful. Just go check it out for yourself. Again, that is 877-327-0365. And I'm taking it. 877-327-0365. Let's just go ahead and go to your calls right now. Well, you know what? I've got to play these clips. Here is the clips. They're going to have another one of these tonight. This is the first two, though, the three. Of someone called to the emergency management center. He gets their steaming coffee sandwich on the table. Because I learned that from outside the interview. He talks about the steaming coffee and a bomb going off, things exploding when they're in the stairwell because the elevators were shut down before the second plane even hit. This is absolutely off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Do we have that?
Let's ask to go and man the Office of Emergency Management at the World Trade Center 7 on the 23rd floor. As I arrived there, there were police all in the lobby. They showed me to wait for the elevator. We got up to the 23rd floor. We couldn't get in. We had to go back down. Then security and police took us to the freight elevators where they took us back up, and we did get in. Upon arriving into the OEM EOC, we noticed that everybody was gone. I saw coffee that was on a desk. Still, the smoke was still coming off the coffee. I saw half-eaten sandwiches. And after I called several individuals, one individual told me that to leave and leave right away. So came running back in and said, "We're the only ones up here. We got to get out of here." He found the stairwell. So we subsequently went to the stairwell and we're going down the stairs. When we reached the sixth floor, the landing that we were standing on gave way. There was an explosion, and the landing gave way. And I was left there hanging. I had to climb back up, and now I had to walk back up to the eighth floor. After getting to the eighth floor, everything was dark.
IRS was there.
Well, I'm just confused about one thing, and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions. The explanation I got was it was the fuel oil tank. I'm an old boiler guy. If it was a fuel oil tank, it would have been one side of the building. When I got to that lobby, the lobby was totally destroyed. It looked like King Kong had came through it and stepped on it. And it was so destroyed, I didn't know where I was. And it was so destroyed, they had to take me out through a hole in the wall, a makeshift hole that I believe the fire department made to get me out.
Now, let me be clear about this. He is called, he's there with a city official, he's in security, we'll just leave it at that. He is called up into the Office of Emergency Management, the federal slash state city command bunker. He gets in there, there's steaming coffee, sandwich on the table, everybody's gone. This is just minutes after the first plane hit. Everybody's already out. Then the elevator isn't working. It shut down. So he starts going down the stairs. Boom. There's an explosion. He gets down to the lobby. This is the part that isn't in the tape yet. They have a 20-minute interview. You've only heard a few minutes of it. There's dead people all over the place. And the firemen are saying, don't look at that. They've been told. The firemen and the police have already been told. You're no one's to see all these dead people. See, that's the globalists. They've already moved out with their Tripod 2 terror attack exercise at the end of the pier. Our cops listening, you know what this means. Now, we already knew much of this, but here it is. They've already moved out that morning before anything even happens. They're already out of the building, running their command center and mobile command centers for a, quote, terror attack. Remember the head of FEMA, Kennedy, who was there the night before, the regional head, said, yeah, we got there on September 10th the night before and responded that morning after the attack. They're running Tripod 2 with the city. Yet this big spook building, CIA, FBI, Defense Intelligence, Army, Navy, IRS, NSA, they're all in there. They're all gone. Boom, there's a huge explosion. There's dead people all over the lobby, and the cops are saying, don't look at them, because remember, they say nobody died. But then people publicly knew the name of a prominent, high-ranking Secret Service agent, and their family said, yeah, he died in '07. So they went, okay, there was one death. Remember, 2 years after, they said, okay, there was one death. No, there were a bunch of deaths. A lot of people think that's actually where O'Neill was, because first they said they found his uncharred body, and they said they didn't find his body. FBI high-level deputy director. Remember, he gave a speech a month before when he quit. The FBI saying, our government's going to let Al-Qaeda attack New York as a pretext to get the oil. Well, yeah, let Al-Qaeda. Folks, we have them. This is so huge. I don't even know how to describe how big this is. This is off the charts, and they will be revealing it in the new film who he is, because he doesn't want the publicity right now. He's afraid they'll come after him now. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't even know anymore. This is all just off the charts. But I don't tell the loose change guys what to do as executive producer. People are confused by producer, executive producer. Executive producer is just kind of consulting, helping out, and financing some things. But I think what they're doing is pretty darn smart overall. And they've obviously had good instincts. Without them even telling me, I figured out who it is. Because again, you heard him. He's been on TV before. He was there, interviewed. It's unbelievable. This is so big. It's just I can't stand it anymore. Oh my God, this is all just I'm actually speechless right now. You know, when I want to play Country Boy Can't Survive, can you dig that up? And then we're gonna go to Luke Radowski for just a few minutes because I gotta get to these callers. As promised, skipped Ed, Carl. Tried to get Luke on for the first hour, but we weren't able to get him, which I understand. He's a busy little bumblebee. But we'll definitely have him on tomorrow with the reporters that got this interview, if we can, who I want to give credit to, unless they don't want credit. We Are Changes uploaded this, and they don't say who they are on there, but that may be because they want that. I need to settle down a little bit, though. This is all becoming overwhelming now. Just praise God all this is coming out. This is such good news. Please don't let the dig barriers stop our Michael Moore. 9/11 could be an inside job story. It's the second from the top on the left-hand side of PresentPlanet.com. Get it. Dig it. Get it out to everybody. Don't let the Dig Brigade stop us. I'm going to play just part of this song, and then we're going to go to Luke Radowski briefly, and then we're going to go to some of your calls. Here it is.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I've got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve about and you can't make a grunt. Because when them old boys raised on shotguns, we say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and he taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
So much is happening, and I just thank God for all of it. Luke Radowski, I want to get you up for a full report tomorrow. Who are the reporters of the We Are Change? You've got so many great folks on the team now. So I want to, unless they don't want to be public, who got this with Michael Moore. This is a big deal, as you know, my friend.
Yeah, man, we're building up a lot of great people here, and We Are Change is really growing as a group. And that great member was Tom. I don't remember his last name. I don't know if he wants me to put his last name out there. But Tom did an excellent job, confronted Michael Moore. He also confronted Amy Goodman, and he's a great WeAreChange.org member. And he's been doing this for a while. He's been coming down to Ground Zero every Saturday. And that's what it's about, man. He's done a great job.
Absolutely. You've got a bunch of other videos that are going to be going up soon. You're on fire. Another exemplary example of the Citizen Corps InfoWar Militia that is bringing the info war to the enemy, and it's having great effects, my friend.
Yeah, we're working very hard. I mean, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, actually doing some scum hunting. We're here just looking for more senators. We're actually in close proximity to Joe Biden. We're probably going to see him in a minute also. But we're doing a lot of great work, and I just want people out there not to look up to us, but to do what we do and make us look like nothing, to step it up and, you know, create change.
Well, that's what it's all about, my friend. And, Luke, when you were watching Police State 2000 and waking up 5-6 years ago, did you ever think you'd be doing this?
I never thought it in my wildest dreams, man. I never thought any of this would happen. And, you know, I think it's a blessing. I feel so good doing this, and it's one of the best feelings of my life. It really makes me feel alive doing this, you know, confronting the evil, confronting, you know, these government. It feels great, and I just want to encourage people out there to do it, and it's going to be the best feeling you had in your life.
I agree. Folks shouldn't just let their lives pass them by. You should join the fight against the empire. You only live once, folks. Make it count. And it is good to be alive. It is good to be taking action. It is good to be part of change. And that's what WeAreChange.org is doing. Did you get the two additional cameras in the cashola I sent you?
Yeah, we got the two additional cameras. We're actually working with them right now. I'm taking a little break here out in the sun. And, you know, thank you for everything. And you've been a huge inspiration to all of us. And it's an honor working with you.
Well, for every camera they break, we send you two more, my friend.
That's the rule. And every banner they take from us, we get two more. And that's what it's about. And we thank you so much for those cameras. And they're really going to come in good use. And we're going to make you proud of them. I'll tell you that right now.
No, you've done well, Luke. I just hadn't talked to you since we sent those, and I appreciate you. I want to get you on tomorrow with whatever new escapades of against the New World Order you're involved in. But again, I commend you, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Keep up the great work, and thank you, Alex. God bless you.
There goes Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change. He got run out of the local liberal 9/11 truth, and he just reconvened and energized and upped it 10,000%. That's called a victory vector. We're moving in for victory. Final segment, we'll take three or four calls from Skip, Eddie, and Carl. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I'm your masters of war.
Yeah, build the big guns.
Yeah, that build the big guns. Yeah, that build the death planes.
I just want you to know.
Yeah, that build all the bombs.
Let's go ahead and go back to your calls.
Yeah, that hide behind walls.
Oh, let's play this one part. I just want you to know.
Yeah, that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
All right, let's go ahead and
you've never done nothing.
Go back to your calls. Skip in California, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right, after hearing the Michael Moore clip and then listening to Jason Burmis say probably the best effect we can have is getting celebrities because people listen to them.
Yes.
On July 26th to the 29th in San Diego in the Gas Plant District, there's going to be the San Diego Comic-Con. This is a very big deal. Any movie...
One of the biggest conventions ever. It's the big comic book convention, yeah.
It's not just comics, though.
No, it's video games, movies. I know. I mean, it's one of the biggest media things in the world.
Right. Just to give you an idea, each movie studio will spend $1 million just on a booth. I was there 2 years ago. Now they to promote the Transformers movie, they had a full 18-wheeler decorated just like Optimus Prime.
So what's your idea? We're almost out of time.
Okay. Bum rush it. Get as many 9/11 truthers to go there. Any celebrity you can imagine will probably be there. Get them copies of Loose Change, Terrace Storm. Hand them out to them. Get them to see it. Anyone in the comics industry, everyone will be there.
Fabulous idea. Call me back tomorrow. Write up a press release. I'll support a local San Diego group to go do that. Buy tickets. We'll send somebody. I've been invited to that a few times by a few producers I know. They say it's wild. Comic-Con. Let's go ahead and talk to Eddie in Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I was on your website right now, and I'm looking at the Chinese Style Internet article that you have on here.
Yeah, by Paul Watson.
Excuse me?
By Paul Watson, yes.
Yes, and if they're already talking about legislation in the States already about this, right?
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering... Do they need a popular vote to get this bill passed? Or
no, they have the bought off Congress.
Okay, so is there any way we can stop this from proceeding?
Yes, they're going to try to smoke screen it and call it different things, but we know what it is. We don't need net neutrality to stop. We don't need internet taxes. We don't need taxes on email. I appreciate your call. We need to stop this now and get people educated and realize it is happening. They almost passed it last year. Now they're saying they're going to pass it this year. Same thing with total complete amnesty. They're looking to pass that today or tomorrow, and they're just going to keep trying. We got to keep fighting. Warn everybody it's not dead like they're telling you. That's a complete lie. By the way, we've got a big event coming up tomorrow night at Brave New Books, Off the Dragon. We got a banner up on Infowars.com to it. And Thursday night, I'm going to have a sneak peek of Endgame at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, 7 o'clock. Just wanted to throw that plug in. Carl in Montana, last caller, go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm in Montreal, not Montana.
Okay, Montreal, wherever. You're in Canada. Go ahead.
Well, I have a couple things. First of all, I'd like to talk to you off the air because I need a lot of time, but I'll try to make it quick. I was imprisoned in the United States. I got almost 5 years of time for harassing phone calls on trumped-up charges. I came to Canada, tried to cross Nunavut into Greenland, and they detained me. I'm going to fight the Immigration Act, which is racist here in Canada, based on 9/11 being an inside job, and I need support.
I hear you. Send me some info, sir. Email me at aaron@infowars.com and send me your details, okay? We're out of time. Sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, here on the network and restreaming 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. Don't forget the free podcast there. And don't forget, you can get the new Terror Storm that's out at Infowars.com right now. So please support us. We need your support. We're supporting a lot of other people. And I will see you tomorrow night at Brave New Books in Austin, Texas. And the night after that, the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, where I'm going to be showing an hour of Endgame and 30 minutes of the new Terror Storm and giving a speech and some other surprises. All right, get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Good job, everybody.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Black Berkey.